Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Many of us have experienced moments when we feel like we're not enough. We may feel inadequate in our jobs, relationships, or personal lives. We may compare ourselves to others and feel like we don't measure up. In these moments, it's easy to get caught up in feelings of shame and self-doubt. However, as believers, we can take comfort in the fact that our worth is not based on our own abilities or accomplishments. Instead, we can look to God and trust in His sufficiency and abundance. In this devotional message titled, Not Enough, we will explore how we can release the pressure to be enough, celebrate our unique gifts and abilities, and trust in God's provision and generosity. Again, the topic is, Not Enough, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Have you ever felt like you're not enough? Like no matter how hard you try, you always fall short? Maybe it's in your work, your relationships, your hobbies, or your spiritual life. You strive and strive, but it never feels like it's enough. It's a frustrating and exhausting way to live, yet many of us find ourselves in this place. In the Bible, we see examples of people who felt the same way. Moses, for instance, was called by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, but he felt inadequate for the task. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 11, when God appeared to him in the burning bush, he protested, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He knew he was not enough for the job. Gideon, another Old Testament figure, also struggled with feelings of inadequacy. When God called him to lead Israel against their enemies, he responded, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house," Judges chapter 6 verse 15. He knew he was not enough for the task. Even the Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament and planted churches throughout the Mediterranean, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 15 to 16, admitted to feeling inadequate. He wrote, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things?" He knew he was not enough for the ministry he had been given. So if these great men of faith felt inadequate, what hope do we have? The good news is that our insufficiency is not the end of the story. In fact, it's often the beginning of a deeper journey of faith and dependence on God. When Moses protested that he was not enough to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, God did not argue with him. He simply promised to be with him in Exodus chapter 3 verse 12. Saying, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." God did not need Moses to be enough. He needed Moses to trust him. Likewise, when Gideon expressed his doubts, God did not berate him. He promised to be with him in Judges chapter 6 verse 16. And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." God did not need Gideon to be enough. He needed Gideon to trust him. And when Paul asked who was sufficient for the task of ministry, he acknowledged that his sufficiency came from God in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5, saying, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God." Paul knew that he was not enough, but he also knew that God was more than enough. So what does this mean for us? It means that we can let go of the pressure to be enough. We can stop striving and start trusting. We can acknowledge our limitations and weaknesses. But we can also trust that God's grace is sufficient for us, as Apostle Paul declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. "But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We don't have to pretend that we have it all together. We don't have to hide our struggles and weaknesses. Instead, we can bring them to God and trust that He will provide for us. In fact, it's often in our weaknesses that God's strength is most evident. This is not to say that we should be lazy or apathetic. Rather, it's about recognizing that our efforts alone will never be enough. We need God's help and guidance every step of the way. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm chapter 127 verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." When we let go of the pressure to be enough, we can also let go of comparison and envy. We can celebrate the unique gifts and abilities that God has given us, rather than constantly measuring ourselves against others. We can trust that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and that He will equip us for whatever He has called us to do. In the New Testament in Matthew chapter 14 verses 13 to 21, we see another example of God's abundance in the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus had been teaching and healing people all day, and the crowds were getting hungry. His disciples suggested that they send the people away to find food, but Jesus had a different plan. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish that a boy had brought and blessed them, and then He gave them to His disciples to distribute. Miraculously, everyone was fed, and there were even 12 baskets of leftovers. What can we learn from this story? First, we see that Jesus is not limited by our lack. He can take what little we have and multiply it beyond our wildest imaginations. Second, we see that Jesus is generous. He doesn't just provide enough to meet our needs, He provides abundantly. Third, we see that Jesus invites us to participate in His work. He could have fed the crowd without any help from His disciples, but He chose to involve them in the miracle. When we trust in God's abundance, we can also be generous with what we have. We don't have to hold tightly to our resources, fearing that we won't have enough. Instead, we can give freely, knowing that God will provide for us. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 verse 38, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be measured back to you." When we feel like we're not enough, we can turn to God for help and trust that His grace is sufficient for us. We can let go of the pressure to be enough and instead focus on being faithful to what God has called us to do. We can celebrate our unique gifts and abilities and trust that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And we can trust in God's abundance, both in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. May we all learn to trust in God's sufficiency and generosity, and may we live lives that reflect His love and grace to the world. As you go today, ask within yourself, are there areas where I have been trying to rely solely on my own strength and abilities? Take a moment to surrender those areas to God and ask for His help and guidance. Also, consider the ways in which comparison and envy have crept into your life. Are there people or situations that you find yourself constantly measuring yourself against? Take a moment to acknowledge those feelings and ask God to help you celebrate your own unique gifts and abilities. As you do these, may the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You today with hearts that are burdened by feelings of inadequacy and insufficiency. We ask for Your help and guidance as we navigate the pressures of our daily lives. Help us to let go of the need to be enough and to trust in Your sufficiency and abundance. Faithful God, help us to celebrate the unique gifts and abilities that You have given us and to use them to serve You and others. We pray that as we surrender our weaknesses and struggles to You, You will use them for Your glory and the good of those around us. We ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 20, chapter 21 and chapter 22. And for the evening, Mark chapter 14 verse 26 to 50. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.